Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and happy, wonderful day to you. I love that you are here, and I love that you are somebody who is continuing to look outside of the box for answers and looking for healing and expanding your mind and consciousness. I love it so much, especially considering that there are so many people who are caught up in the negativity. And especially during this time, it's kind of a little bit easy, if you will, to get sucked in to that. And so I love that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to expand your mind and your consciousness. And I have so much respect for that. And by the way, that's what today's episode is all about, is really about turning a life of illness and trauma into a joyful walk in the park. And, you know, actually speaking of a joyful walk in the park, when I was getting better from my own injury, that was something that I did. Is really, as I got better, I would wake up every morning so excited to go for a walk outside. And I lived right on the river in Northern California, so the river was like right across from my house. And so I would just walk in the park, and I would look up at the beautiful blue sky, and there were so many birds, and I would literally just stand there in awe of the magic, you know, watching the sky and these birds just with these incredible wingspans, just soaring and just feeling like our world is so incredible. And, you know, and to this day, I still look at our world in just awe. You know, if you follow me on social media, you'll see me, you know, sometimes it's just the beautiful sunset or just a hike or the world. I mean, it's just so incredible. And by the way, all of the time people say to me, you know, Brandi, the reason that you're so happy is because look at everything you went through, and now you just have all of this gratitude for life. So of course, I mean, now that you're better, of course you feel that way. You know, and I hear that all of the time, and yet it's so opposite. You know, I created that. I created that change internally, and I got better. And so that's what you want to keep in mind as you're working on expanding your mind and your health and all of that. And I know it's not just as simple as putting in the positive, as you hear, or, you know, all of the time you hear people when it comes to healing. You hear them say things like, you know, you got to bring in the gratitude and feel the gratitude. And I have to say, I love gratitude and it's so wonderful, but I've never once yet seen anybody heal just from gratitude. As much as I would love to say everybody can heal from gratitude, I've never seen that. I've worked with thousands of people, or even if, you know, you think back to the last episodes and we're helping people to shift out of all kinds of incredible things. And of course, gratitude is a great thing, but it takes a deeper level of understanding, which, of course, is where we're going on today's episode. You know, on today's episode, it's a continuance from the last episode. You know, if you think back to the last episode, I had been working with our volunteer, Natasha, who had lived most of her entire life with extreme IBS. So much so that, I mean, she wasn't able to really leave her house very well or go to a park or fly anywhere or anything like that. She had a hard time just even getting a small distance from her house. And anytime anything happened, she would have an attack and have to run to the ladies' room, and that's been her life. And of course, she's tried all kinds of different techniques and different methods for trying to get better and heal, and yet none of it has worked up until now. So on the last episode, I had started working with her to help her shift her mind and you know, checking into her energy and kind of seeing what was up for her, you know, what was going on in her mind and in her body that was triggering all of this. You know, what were the links to her ailments that were going on? And if you recall, just as a quick refresher, there was some abuse that had happened as a child where she would get hit, and we talked about some feelings of cowering down, and there was that going on and a few other things. And by the way, if you did happen to miss last week's episode, I highly recommend tuning into that one first and then coming back to this one for the rest of it, because there are a lot of key insights that we talked about that can really help add to your life. And so that said, let's go ahead and jump into the 30-second clip of where we left off, and then we'll continue on with Natasha.
When I thought I was relaxed before, I don't think I've ever actually been relaxed in my life.
So, and notice, like it's beautiful. Great job with your energy. Really, really great. Okay. And bingo. All right. So what I want to do is this, is that there's one other piece that you're going to want. Okay. I want you to notice for a moment. Can you give me your husband's first initial?
It's a D.
It's a D. Bingo. Mm-hmm. That.
All right. So that's where we had left off. She had achieved a whole new level of relaxation that she'd never even known before. And if you remember at the end of the episode, I posed that question to you. You know, what was your new level of scale, if you will? You know, what would you like that to be? Because even for me, in going through my injury, there were so many things. My scale has completely changed, and I didn't even realize that they weren't fabulous before my injury. It just, you know, just completely mind expanding. And so I love that. And also, as I just mentioned in that replay, there were also some things in her energy that still needed to be addressed. And so that's where we're going. And as we continue into the episode, you'll have to excuse my mumbling a bit as we go into this. You'll want to remember, when I'm working with somebody, there's a lot of things going on for me. You know, I'm talking with them. I'm also seeing what's happening with their energy. You know, another way to say that, which is kind of like, you know, what neurons are firing in the brain and kind of what's triggering them and what's going on. So I'm paying attention to that as well, and then also helping them to shift the energy. And so you'll notice as we go into this, I kind of mumble a little bit, but it is what it is. And so but it ends up coming out clear. So there's a little mumbly, but we end up going clear. So either way, it's just for a moment, and that's where we're going. So that said, let's go ahead and dive in.
If I ask you, you notice the part of you that said you, there's a part of you that's feeling a bit taken care of by your husband for having some issues and et cetera, et cetera. You're familiar with that part?
Yeah.
Okay. And what would it look like if he was affectionate and wonderful and loving and you didn't have any of these issues? What would that look like?
Perfection.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. What would that look like? What would it really, 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 really look like if they weren't there at all, and instead it was affection and celebrating and enjoying, and your toddlers, I mean, I mean, how freaking awesome is that? And celebrating life and I mean, wouldn't that be a million times better?
Oh, that is my dream vision for how I want my life to be. My husband is, the best man that I've ever met. And I know that I don't need to do anything for him to love me and to be affectionate to me. And my dream is just that I don't have these issues anymore, so that we can be adventurous and we can go and live our lives and we can travel and we can take the boys to walk in the woods and
right, your entire life would be easier and better without this. Agreed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So much better. So much better.
Oh.
And bingo. And so I want to bring in a last piece. Here we go. Bingo. Can you see that you don't need to run away from your mom?
Yeah.
You don't need to have anything to do with her. You don't need to even run away from her. Okay. If I ask you honestly, how long you felt like you've been running away from her?
Oh, just forever.
Mm-hmm. I have a question real quick. I'm going to interrupt. Is she chasing you?
No.
Okay, imagine for a moment if I'm running away from somebody who's not even chasing me.
Yeah.
Okay, so just for a moment, can you let your nervous system know that it's running away from somebody that's not even chasing you? You don't need to run. You can relax.
Oh,
good. Good job with your energy. What?
I just feel like that is actually life changing, because it just makes so much sense. I feel really guilty, and I've always felt bad that I really want to be very close with my siblings and my grandmother and my grandfather. We call them Bampies where I'm from. They, you know, I desperately want to be really close to them, but I just have found it really, really hard, and I have to put a lot of effort into it, because I have had this barrier, partly because I've kind of felt slightly separate, and partly because I think I was running from my mother and not realizing that, like, I knew that I had some issues there, that I just thought it was because I was sort of reminded of not very nice times in my life when I was around those people, but I think it's because I just had this barrier of protection.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all of the fear and the feeling of running away that I didn't realize I had until I spoke to you. Oh, because I thought I was a grown woman and
I think you're right on that one.
Life.
Beautiful.
Oh.
And I love your awareness. I love your awareness, your insight, your self-honesty. Just beautiful. Oh. Very impressive.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and pause it just for a moment, because something she said really stuck out, and I want to address that for a moment. You know, she said something like, I didn't even realize this was in my mind until I spoke to you. I thought I was a grown woman. And I have to say, you know, I completely understand. And this is something that I hear all of the time, where people don't realize what is going on in their subconscious mind. And also, you know, where she says, I thought I was a grown woman. And of course, she's a wonderful grown woman. And yet these things from our past or childhood can still get stuck in our subconscious mind. and it just continues that energy and can affect our physical body and our mind and our life and all kinds of things. And of course, that's what's going on for her, but she didn't even realize it was there. And I hear this all of the time. And that was the case for me as well, is, you know, our subconscious mind is called subconscious for a reason. You know, it's below our level of consciousness, so we can't necessarily see it so well. And by the way, you know, I see the strangest things come up for people that don't even necessarily make logical sense. I mean, things from childhood, things from even TV, where I've seen people who have major feelings of abuse or trauma or negativity or things with money or health. I mean, all kinds of things from TV or stand-up comedy even. I mean, you'd be amazed at what gets into the nervous system and then throws things off a bit. And it all really just depends on how we're taking in the information and what we're feeling. And I mean, just it's truly mind expanding, if you will. And it's also the reason why every person really needs to be able to understand their own mind and their own energy. You know, we all need to feel empowered, especially knowing how powerful our minds are. I mean, if you think back not only to this episode, but past episodes, when you see people releasing pain, healing, getting all kinds of radical results, you start to see even more how freaking amazing our minds are. I mean, we're incredible. And also you can see how negative programming or triggers or different things can come up that can throw us off or create problems in our lives, patterns, problems in our health, different things like that. And by the way, that's where we're going as we jump back in. You'll notice that her and I are going to talk even more about some of these layers of things that are going on, and there's some triggers that are coming up. And so that's where we're going. And let's go ahead and dive back in with Natasha.
And if I ask you how much your husband's family has embraced you, how much of them?
Just more than 100%.
More than 100%, right?
Yeah, they are.
So I have a question for you.
Their daughter, as far as they're concerned.
Exactly, right?
And it feels weird because I'm married to their son, but in a nice way.
But it's absolutely, that's how it should be, right?
Yeah.
And so if you think about it for a moment, do you really need, just because we come into this life one way, do you really need to reconnect with them? Or can you just allow yourself to be in your happy place and you have his parents? And does that fulfill you?
There's a part of me that feels really bad thinking like that, because I know it's not my siblings' fault, and I know it's not my grandmother's fault. And I feel like we could have a much better relationship if I could be myself.
Okay, and is that what you would want? Would you want that? Would you do it because of guilt, or would you do it because you want that?
Oh gosh.
Okay, so notice you just said, oh gosh, right? And I see your eyes going, oh my God, like your yeah. mind is going, what would I want? And this is the thing. Answer that question a year from now, or 6 months from now, or a month from now. Don't feel pressured, but food for thought. Like, don't do it because you feel guilty, and there's no need to feel guilty.
Oh gosh.
Oh. Do it if you want to. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That makes sense.
If I ask you honestly, how often you've had a desire to see your siblings? I see you shaking your head.
Yeah, I feel awful even thinking about it, but it feels like, oh gosh, I can't even believe I'm thinking it and or saying it out loud, but it does feel like a tick list exercise of, or something that I should.
It what?
Kind of feels like a tick list exercise or something that I should want to do.
You should want to do. Okay.
Yeah.
But do you actually want to? I see the answer on your face.
Yeah. Oh gosh. That's an awful low, isn't it?
No. Well, you're quite judgy.
Oh. Of myself, very. Yes.
Okay. So no, I wouldn't I would say that you should do what feels right for you.
Yeah.
You should do what feels right for you. This is the thing, is that imagine for a moment if I said my mother's a drug addict, and just for the record, she's not, so I don't want to like, by the way,
your whole mom.
My mom now, she's
sure
a new
reputation
as a drug addict, okay. So let's say that my mother's a drug addict and has all of these problems. And all kinds of issues. And she's been a mess and a mess and a mess and a mess and a mess. And it just hasn't treated me nice and has been not good to me and all these things. How much would you say that I need to still be in her life?
Oh, not at all.
Not at all, right?
Not at all.
So what ultimately I'd recommend is changing your energy and getting used to a feeling of feeling safe.
Yeah.
And just focusing on you. Mm-hmm. And then if there comes a time when you want to, mm-hmm. then reach out from there. But if the old family is not healthy for you, maybe give them some time until they become more healthy. You know, more people are waking up and giving them some, maybe a few more years to heal and to become better selves or whatnot. But don't feel guilty. So imagine for a moment if I said, my mom is a drug addict, and she's not. She hears this, I love you, mom. Love you. And so, but if she was, which is even funny, even picturing, she's so, yes, anti. But anyway, if she was, and she's a mess and she hasn't treated me well and she's done all of these things. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I should have her in my life. I feel really guilty. How guilty should I feel? 0 to 10.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not at all, right?
All right. So I want to take just a quick moment and pause it right here because this part comes up for a lot of people also, depending upon, of course, what your situation is. This may or may not be the case for you, but I'll see people who go through a lot of stress of feeling bad for not having certain family members in their lives. And so they're feeling bad, they're feeling guilty and all these things. And simultaneously, the person is, you know, abusive or all of these, you know, a lot of different things that can go on inside of families. And ultimately, when I was talking to her and saying, okay, you know, is this somebody that you do want in your life or not? You'll want to really evaluate that. And of course, each situation is so different. But a few things. I mean, number one, even if you do have somebody out of your life, you won't want to do that in a place of feeling like you're the victim. You know, if you have somebody out of your life and you're holding a grudge against them, or they're out of their life because you're the victim, or they're out of your life because they've hurt you so bad or something like that, that's not how you want to feel, because ultimately then you're still holding on to that same pattern. And so instead, what you ultimately want to do is make sure to heal your wounding and your negative energy and really shift that. So notice that's exactly what I'm talking to Natasha about, is going, you know, I want you to feel great and really release all of these triggers. And so if you are somebody who's in a place where you've said, you know, my family is just not healthy for me right now, then ultimately it's not about holding a grudge or anger or abuse or whatever it is. It's saying, you know what? They need to grow and they need to really shift and change. And I'll give them time to do that and let them be who they want to be. And I hope that they change. That would be great for their soul. And right now I'm going to live my best life and no hard feelings. They're just not a great match for who I am right now. And I'm not going to feel guilty and I'm not going to feel bad, but I'm going to take my space. They can have their space and I'm just going to continue to grow. Now, there's a few things on that. Okay, so first and foremost, you know, just having a positive energy about it is key. Secondly, you know, this usually isn't the first choice. And, you know, ultimately what happens a lot of times is when people really do the work and they really heal these patterns of relationships and hurt and abuse or whatever it is, a lot of times it all shifts. They'll notice a shift in their family, a different dynamic, a different level of love, respect. All of those patterns tend to shift when you really start from the inside. And so that is key. And so my biggest suggestion to people is always just to keep an open mind and do your own healing work to where you really feel great and fully healed from the issue. And then see what happens, you know, see what happens, what magic unfolds. And by the way, all the time I'll see people on the opposite side where they haven't cleaned up their patterns, not really. And they haven't cleaned up their patterns. And then they leave that relationship with their mother or father or family members or whatever, only to attract it five more times somewhere else, their boss, their relationship, their friends, their whatever it is, their work environment. And so they just end up going through that same emotional experience, but in a different way. And so you want to, of course, make sure not to do that, but instead to be sure to do your own work to clean it up and really clean it up. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I've seen people who have come into my classes or program or something like that, and they have spent 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and it still comes up for them in their subconscious mind, in their energy, one way or another. And so instead of moving it around, you'll want to make sure to really heal it authentically. Okay, so either way, that's key. And I just wanted to speak to that for a moment because I didn't want to seem like I am strongly promoting, you know, leaving your family behind, because that's not the case. I'm not saying, hey, your family's not caught up, they have issues, leave them all behind. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm also on the opposite side, not saying, you know, your family can be absolutely anything they want to be and be a train wreck and be abusive towards you or have a lot of negative things towards you, and you have to keep them in your life just because they're your family. That's not the case either. But again, all of the time, those stronger triggers are typically there at a deeper level. And so that's even what I'm talking to Natasha about, is making sure to clear those and then see what comes up. Because the truth of it is that our parents become our parents for a reason. And a lot of times our family members can be some of our biggest triggers and also our biggest growth spots for our patterns. And so, you know, that said, if this is something that you are experiencing in your life, you'll want to make sure to look at it and address it and really work on shifting it completely. All right. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Natasha.
Okay. I think the difficulty that I have with my siblings is that I feel like it's not their fault that, like, we were all just thrown into that house together and all just making the best of the situation. And
how have your siblings turned out?
Surprisingly well. Okay. I think she, for for all the things my mother is, she is also a very lucky woman, because she managed to have four surprisingly nice children when I think we should all be raging messes. Oh,
and
but none of them are bad. None of them are bad people, and none of them, there are things about some of them that I think can be a bit triggering sometimes. But again, I don't.
There you go. That's where we're going. But watch this. There are things about them that can be triggering, right?
Mm.
And that's why I'd recommend to clean up your triggers, like, and to really allow yourself this feeling in you, and then decide what you want to do. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I told you I have a bunch of triggers, and then I'm going to go reconnect with my family, how does that sound?
Maybe not the best idea.
Maybe not the best plan.
Yeah.
Not the best plans.
I can feel that my stomach is feeling more clenched and.
Mm-hmm. How much more did it just clench up in talking about them?
Quite a bit, actually.
Mm-hmm. What's your level?
Probably a six.
Okay. So give it 1 second.
Down to pretty much a nothing.
Mm-hmm. So it's down to nothing. Okay. And give me 1 second. Let's get it unclenched before you have an attack. So hold on 1 sec. That. Bingo. 0 to 10. How much is your mom going to hit you?
No. Zero.
How much?
Zero.
What?
Less than zero.
Less than zero. Can you take that in for a moment? Who's going to hit you?
No one.
What?
No one.
No one. Your face is safe. Your face is safe. Bingo. And what's your level in your stomach?
Back down to like a two.
Okay. It's back down to like a two, right? Mm-hmm. And so just for a moment. Bingo. I'm going to ask you to look at that feeling in the face, that feeling of feeling attacked. Can you find that feeling for me? And if I ask you how much your 50-year-old self needs to have that feeling of feeling attacked.
Less than zero. And we're
less than zero, right? And how much you want to keep it even in your 60-year-old self or your... I mean, how much do you really need to keep that feeling?
Not at all.
Not at all. And so does your today self need to still hold on to that?
No.
You're willing to let it go?
Yeah.
100%?
100%.
Okay, so how much do you need to hold on to the feeling of feeling attacked?
Not at all.
Well, how much do you really expect your husband's going to attack you?
Nothing. Never.
Never. Okay, and being at that. And how much do you think that his mom is going to attack you?
Oh, no, never.
Never, right? And what about his dad?
Oh, no, never.
Okay, so are you safe?
Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And as far as the clenched feeling in your stomach, what's the level?
Oh, like a one.
One.
It keeps going down and down.
Okay. So, bingo. So I want you to notice how your body even moves now.
Yeah.
Okay. So give me 1 second. So we're going to do one more thing and... Beautiful. And if I ask you how much you're feeling like you're about to have an attack, how much would you say that is?
I don't feel it.
You don't, right? No. So how great is that, that you noticed that that clench was coming up and then it's just gone?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
But weirdly, I feel like using the scale now, I feel like my stomach is just always been at like a four. When I thought it was relaxed, it was just a four. Mm-hmm. And now I have a new idea of what my stomach should feel like when it's relaxed.
Right.
Yeah.
Bingo. Okay. So give me 1 second. Okay. So as we're sitting right here, if I was all tensed up, mm-hmm. that would help keep me safe, right?
Yeah. Alert and ready to move.
Okay. Do I need to do that?
No.
No. Is it going to keep me safe?
No.
No.
It just keeps you stuck.
Keeps you stuck. Okay. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to take this in. So I'm going to say this. I want you to take in every piece of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your body staying in fight or flight is not helping you. It's not keeping you safe and you don't need it. It's not keeping you safe. So it is safe to relax. It is safe to relax. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's do this. So real quick, if I ask you how lightheaded your head feels, how much would you say it feels lightheaded?
Like a five.
Like a five. Okay. And so what I want you to notice is this, is that when you get the most amount of relaxed, you notice how mm-hmm. you also start to get lightheaded.
I do. Yeah.
Okay. So what's happening is that you're feeling more relaxed because we're letting go of the trauma. Mm-hmm. But then the more you feel like you're relaxed, the more your nervous system is saying that it's not safe to relax. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So then it's just the energy is moving to a different area.
Okay.
So give me 1 second. That. Okay. So, and there's another piece to it that that's the reason why it's staying actually. That gone. Okay. If I ask you, when was the last time you talked to your grandmother?
Oh, too long ago.
How long?
Coming up for 2 weeks.
Okay. And, bingo. So, bingo. So just for a moment, that bingo. If I ask you how bad you feel about that, even when I said, when was the last time, if I ask you 0 to 10, how much you feel bad about that, how much would you say that is?
9.
High. Yeah. And if I, you're high, right? Mm-hmm. And if I told you that I hadn't spoke with my mom in 2 weeks, what would you say?
Oh, don't worry. We're all busy and she knows you love her and you can call her today.
Yes. Now, if I was beating myself up at a level 9, what would you say?
Chill out.
I love it. Well, let me reflect that back to you, Natasha. In the words of Natasha, chill out.
Yeah. That makes so much sense. My husband says if there was one thing that he could take away from me, it would be my ability to say, I feel bad. Mm-hmm. Because I say that multiple times a day.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and pause it just for a quick insight because I want you to notice for a moment how horrible and she feels for not speaking to her grandmother regularly. And if you think about it for a moment, I mean, she's talking about feeling a level 9 of guilt and terrible. And you would think that she hasn't talked to her grandmother in like 10 years or 15 years or did something horrific to her. And yet, when I said, okay, well, how long has it been since you talked to your grandmother? She said, 2 weeks. Okay. And I have to say, some people, it's common when I speak to people and they'll say, you know, when was the last time you talked to your parents? Oh, week or two ago, sometime this month, whatever. And that'll come up and, you know, that's normal for them. And so my point being is this, is you want to remember it all comes back to your emotional and energetic experience, not the situation itself, because this is also part of the issue. And it's not just towards her grandmother per se, but notice she talks about, you know, that's one of the worst things is feeling horrible for things and feeling horrible. Well, when I stop and look at the energy on this, it's because if she made a mistake or did something, she could also get hit as a kid. And so what happens is that you start to feel like if you make a mistake, that it could be horrific. And so you get in a very emotional state. I mean, imagine if somebody makes a mistake and then they get hit, there's a lot of emotions that go around that. And so that's what she has programmed in. And so, of course, creating that change is key. And, you know, something else you want to note is you'll notice there are specific things that her and I are working on. And the reason for that, if you've heard before, I'll say that, you know, it's never just a specific emotion caught in the subconscious mind. It's, I would say, never typically is it just that or a specific traumatic event, but it is a specific combination. And the easiest way to illustrate it is, you know, if somebody's going to make cake and they have flour, they can't make cake. But if they add in flour and eggs and butter or vegan eggs and butter, whatever, and multiple ingredients, then they can make a cake because it takes multiple ingredients. And so whenever I look at health issues, there are always a specific set of different ingredients, if you will, which vary a bit from person to person. But what I do is I just look at what the specific ingredients are and help them to shift that. And so this is one of those ingredients for her, and it's something that she'll want to shift. And it seems like from the outside looking in that it has to do with the pattern of feeling horrible, but it really goes back to what we're talking about, and that has to do with feeling safe. Because part of the reaction of feeling horrible about things has to do with feeling like it's unsafe to even make a mistake. And so there's a lot of stress around that, which then equates to it feeling horrible. So either way, point being is that the shift with this specific one about feeling bad about things all of the time really actually goes back to her needing to feel safe to actually then shift it. And so, of course, everything's not always logical, but that's how it's linked up in her mind. And also what I just love about her is that when I do bring things up, she's able to see it. You know, once she's able to see it, she's got great self-awareness, really, really, really great self-honesty, and it's just, it's beautiful. So that said, we're going to dive back in and work a bit more with that feeling of safety. And so that's where we're going as we dive back in with Natasha.
And wouldn't it be great, though, when your kids start saying that all the time?
Oh, it would be horrific.
No, but
I would feel bad about that.
How great is it going to be when they start saying they feel bad?
Oh, horrific.
Okay, so are you willing to change it?
100%.
Okay, could you imagine they start saying, I feel bad all the time, and then you feel bad, and you say, I feel bad, because then they feel bad, and then you guys just sound like an echo, right?
Yeah.
Or instead of feeling bad, you could change it.
Yeah, that's definitely what I need to do.
Okay. Bingo.
Yeah, that's a big goal in my life, is to make sure that my boys are just happy and healthy and well-rounded, and that they don't have a ton of baggage that they don't need. So
absolutely.
I need to get rid of mine first.
I love that you just said that. Spot on. Spot on. So are you willing to get rid of yours, knowing that that'll help them?
Yeah.
That if you have anxious energy all the time, what do you think is going to happen to them?
100%. And I see that in them already, you know, when there are days when I let my anxiety or my stress get the better of me, I 100% see it, even though like they're not even two. I see it in their energy. And on the days when I'm happy and healthy and when I thought I was relaxed until I spoke to you and realized that there's a whole level of relax that I didn't know existed.
And you notice, by the way,
the way that they act and the way that they are is just perfect. And it's that's beautiful. What I need. Mm-hmm. That's what I want our life to be.
I love that. Wouldn't it be great if you waited until they were 8 to change this? Or 12? Or how old do you want to change it?
Today.
Today. So noticing they're already starting to pick some of it up, right?
Yeah. So that when they wake up, they're having their nap now. Well, they're in bed now. So when they wake up in the morning, we're ready to go.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. And bingo. Gone. Bingo. You've heard like a lot of the patterns and childhood development, brain development, mm-hmm. all that. It's happening under 5 even, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long do you want to change this pattern in you?
Now.
Okay. Now. And what about 10 years from now?
I want to be living our dream life then. So.
Beautiful. And so are you willing to change that today?
Yeah, 100%.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I think bingo. I've been ready for a long time. I just didn't know how. And I've tried so many things, yoga, meditation, and self-help books. And I've just felt like there was a piece of the puzzle missing, which was why I was so excited when I did find you. And it definitely feels like the universe has shifted to make this happen. And I'm just ready to do what I need to do.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love it. And I totally hear that all of the time. I understand just as far as everybody trying yoga and meditating and everything, and still something's missing. And so, bingo. And so, with all the pieces today, does it now all make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Beautiful. And,
everything you've said.
Beautiful. And, bingo. So this is what I'm going to want you to do. Okay. Bingo is first and foremost, I want you to notice what's the level of clutching in your stomach.
Oh, there was some then, like maybe like a 1 to 2, but I think that was just inadvertent muscle memory of just holding my body tense. As soon as you said to focus on my stomach, it went straight back down to like it's a 0 again now.
Mm-hmm. It's a 0 again, and which is awesome. And who did that?
Me.
You did it, right?
I'm on podcast number 6 of yours, so I've seen you catch people out.
Yep, you did it, absolutely. And I love that. And so what I want you to do in this case is it, like, I mean, even noticing as you're moving around your body right now, you can feel the difference, right? I love
100%. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of back and neck tension and pains. I get tension headaches, and I can feel that is all sort of loosening up. And
it's beautiful, beautiful watching you move and all of that. So it's beautiful. And if I ask you the level of lightness in your head, what's your level?
Very low. I feel grounded and happy.
Yeah. Bingo. Very low. Okay. I don't see. What is your level? Because I'm not seeing any. What do you have?
I don't think I have any. I think I'm okay.
Well, can you find any at all?
No, and the more that I focus on it, the more grounded I feel. So
okay. So beautiful. So what I'm going to recommend doing is this, is that I don't want to like, there's still some things to be shifted. Okay.
Okay.
But what needs to happen now is that you can, and you can listen to this and just reinforce and do what we did. Okay. But what needs to happen now is that you need to be able to know that it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
To be relaxed, because if I push it too much, you're just going to go back to feeling lightheaded.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what you'll want to do, you'll feel lightheaded when we shift it out. So it's kind of like this. Imagine if you were terrified of dogs, you were terrified mm-hmm. of dogs. Yeah. And then we got you to feeling safe around a dog. And then we say, yeah. Okay, now actually pet a dog, be around a dog and feel
sense.
Into it. And so what's happened is we've created this shift, and I want you to just notice it and be aware that it's safe, because
yeah.
that, because it was at such a young age and your nervous system has been so heightened for mm-hmm. so long. It's a different,
So get used to sitting in that new normal.
And not only that, but it getting used to sitting in the new normal, and also get used to realizing that it's safe to just relax. Okay. So in other words,
safe to relax.
Yes.
I need to get that tattooed.
Bingo. If I ask you right now how safe it is to relax, what would you say?
I'm safe to relax.
Okay.
But I can feel that I relax a little bit more each time I think about it.
Exactly, right? As soon as you
as
said,
I said that,
that,
my shoulders went a bit lower.
Exactly. So say that again. It's safe to relax?
It's safe to relax. And that it just totally makes sense to me that, you know, I haven't been able to fly, or I can't go too far from my house because it hasn't felt safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I get very bad physical symptoms that then have kind of reinforced that vicious circle of well, I can't do that because I'll have an attack. And then when I try, I get an attack, and it's like, oh, well, I knew that was going to happen. But if my body isn't ever feeling safe, then that's going to happen, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel safe to go on a plane, so I can just tell myself this is
okay
fine.
And
safe.
But actually we want to allow yourself to get used that it's safe to feel safe. Okay.
Safe to feel safe.
And so I wouldn't even worry, like, don't even think about a plane yet or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because once you get just your norm in that it's safe to feel safe, that will embrace that, that
yeah.
will further just allow yourself. So in other words, it's one thing for me to meet you and then say it's safe to feel safe, especially when your body has felt in this heightened state
mm-hmm.
for all of these years, decades.
Yeah.
Okay.
I now
so,
have to kind of teach myself that it's safe to feel safe.
It's yes, and teaching yourself, and also just bringing it in further. Kind of like this. Let's say that you meet somebody. Bingo. Give me 1 second. That. Okay. When you first met your husband, how safe mm-hmm. was he?
Safe.
Okay. And now how mm-hmm. safe does he feel?
The safest.
The safest. Right? Because you've gotten used to him.
Yeah.
And you've gotten used to him and used to him and used to him. And now mm-hmm. it feels even safer, right?
Yeah.
It just does. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so he was still safe the first day you met him also.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually technically, he's just as safe,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, he wasn't violent when you met him or anything like that.
Yeah.
Right. he's just as safe. Okay, but you feel even safer because you've been able to trust it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And so the thing of it is you have this safety. So we put this safety into your nervous system, which is great. And then what I want you to do is reinforce it just the same as you would when you met your husband, and then you connected, and the more you connected with him, the safer it felt and the better it felt and all that. So I want you to keep reconnecting with it to further ingrain it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. So I'm kind of not running before you can walk. So at the minute, it's hard for me to sort of go to the local park and not have an attack. So if I can feel safe in my house, and then feel safe not too far from my house, and then feel safe a little bit further from my house, and then keep that going.
Yes. And okay. And so yes, and all that change, I want you to focus on it coming from within. So even walking, so notice for a moment, you're sitting in your house.
Yeah.
And you started to like, and if,
like, that's when we, really true.
And you're nervous.
I didn't
feel
safe in my house.
In your own house. Okay.
Yeah.
And now if I ask you how safe you feel in your house, how safe do you feel?
100%.
All right. So I want to go ahead and pause it just for a moment to point out a really important distinction. You know, the feeling of feeling safe to feel safe is so key. And I love that, you know, she at first thought that there was, you know, it was about making herself feel safe, like going somewhere and saying, okay, well, I'm safe and going somewhere. And that is going to be key. But even before that, feeling that feeling that it is safe to feel safe. And there's a distinction between that. And it may seem very small, like you might say, well, feeling safe to feel safe, or just working on feeling safe. I mean, you know, isn't that pretty much the same thing? But if you think about it for a moment, you know, this came up more in the last episode when I was working with her. And by the way, just to be clear, you know, this was all about an hour and 20 minute session somewhere in there. I just broke it up to not overwhelm you with information, because it would have gone, you know, like, a bit longer by the time I explain everything. But again, point being, though, is in the first part of the segment in the last episode, is that if you recall, the more I worked with her in feeling safe, she actually felt dizzy. And so that's when I was like, okay, well, let's shift this a bit to actually help you to feel safe, to be safe, to bring in the feeling that it is safe to be safe. And again, if this all sounds a bit complex, I totally understand, but it's such a big difference in outcome, you know, is that obviously if she's feeling safe to feel safe, then she starts relaxing and feeling better and better. But just when she was just pushing herself into going, okay, well, I'm just going to feel safe now, then that's when she started getting very, very lightheaded and very dizzy. And obviously feeling very lightheaded and dizzy is a big difference between feeling good and happy and healthy, you know? And so again, you know, and I mean, there are so many things that I could point out here about the mind. And I always, of course, try to simplify everything to make it very easy, but it's not always super straightforward. You know, the mind is counterintuitive and it's got its different type of logic. But either way, what you'll want to know here is that if you are somebody who has been struggling with feeling safe to be safe, or if you're somebody who's working on bringing in the feeling of safety and you start feeling lightheaded, there's other things that can come up. Sometimes pain will come up with feeling, with bringing in the feeling of feeling safe, or even trying to feel safe. You know, somebody can feel dizzy or even low blood sugar. I mean, there are a variety of different things that can come up. So if that happens where you're bringing in safety, you'll want to step back and make sure to bring in the feeling of feeling like it's safe to feel safe. So that said, I know that might have just made some complexities, but, you know, this is what is coming up for her. And so, of course, wanting to explain it. And I love, by the way, that she gets it. So in other words, like she just said, oh my God, I now see it. It totally makes sense. And so I love this woman. She's wonderful. I love her self-awareness, just beautiful. And just beautiful, beautiful being. So I love that. And I hope that provided some insight for, I know, some people. For other people, I know that probably just made things feel a bit complex, which they are. So there's not really any getting around to that or sugarcoating that, but just the important part to know that you want to make sure that it does feel safe. To feel safe. So that said, if that applies to you, you'll want to use that. And if not, maybe just set it to the side for now because it's not needed for you anyway. And so if it's not needed for you, then, you know, set it aside, get rid of it, and just move on. And by the way, moving on, that's where we're going. We're going to a place that is much more fun. And that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Natasha.
Kind of like this.
Mm-hmm.
When you first got married, how many times did you have to remind yourself, oh my God, I'm married now. I'm married. Like how many times did that go on in your head?
A ton.
Right? So think of it even in a positive way of being like, oh my God, like, and just taking it in.
Yeah.
Right.
I love that as well, the whole positivity and focusing on that, because my mind automatically goes to, I suppose, what's not safe, what's negative, what could happen, what's this, what's that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying now. I think that it's not even about me going into the outside world. It's about me feeling safe. Just in myself, just safe to be me and mm-hmm. safe to take up some space in the world as myself.
Exactly.
And as that makes a lot of sense. Like if I go to bed, I have to check the doors 3 times each because I don't trust myself. I think that I've checked them properly and that they're locked and I'm safe.
Mm-mm.
So okay. I don't feel safe to trust myself. So work on that.
Bingo. Okay, so I want you to notice how you feel right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if I ask you how relaxed your stomach feels and how calm your whole body feels, how much would you say that is?
Really relaxed. I'm like a one.
Okay.
Like,
right?
Yeah.
So this is my best suggestion is this.
Mm-hmm.
My best suggestion is first and foremost, you can see all of this stuff very clearly, right?
Mm-hmm.
My best suggestion is for you to work with this a bit and mm-hmm. feel the feeling that it is safe. And the other thing is that you could see your stomach clench up from when we were talking about everything. And you saw, yeah. even when you started, when we started, what was the level?
It's completely relaxed now. Mm-hmm. As you were talking, I don't feel any pain or discomfort.
Absolutely, right? So you can see. So when we first started, what was the level of clench in your stomach?
Nine.
Okay. So like a 9 to relax. Okay. So this is what's wonderful about this is that you can see specifically what it is affecting it. Meaning that if we were talking about your toddlers and you're like, well, I'm still feeling off. So in other words, like you've tried yoga, you've tried self-help, you've done different things and it didn't change it.
Mm-hmm.
So the great thing is you can see the difference. You can feel the radical shift, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the good thing is you can see what specifically is connected with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing I would do is this, is that I would reinforce it. And if I'm going to be honest with you, in your best and highest good, because there was a lot of childhood trauma, I'd actually strongly recommend doing the video course. So I have a video course that does extensive work at a deeper level if you want to join. But my best suggestion, because basically there's this, I mean, the biggest thing is that I want you to see, of course, you can see the connection and what's connected to it. and you can see the shift. So you know now, and you're free to do whatever with it that you'd like. And a lot of the tools that I teach of how to do it on your own and stuff like that, I think would be really, really beneficial. And I just don't want to brush it under the rug when I know that there's still stuff under there. So that's food for thought.
That's perfect. And that was one thing that I was going to ask you is, you know, what would you recommend from here? Because the difference already is massive. And it makes me feel so much more confident knowing that this is possible and this is something that can happen and that I can do this. And you really are an angel. And I genuinely think that the universe sent you to me to, oh gosh, I'm going to get emotional again, but you don't know how much this means to me. And thank you so much.
You are so
sweet.
Thank
you from everyone else that I know must be thinking what an angel you are as well. I really, really do want to just be living my best life and just be free and happy. And if there's anything you can recommend. And I know there's two different types of horses. So I wanted to know which one that you would recommend I do.
All right, so I want to go ahead and wrap up the session right there because there are some key insights that I want to share with you and also some really fun things that you're going to love. They're just honestly just really touch my heart. So we're going to wrap there so we don't have to go into all the questions. She had some questions regarding the video set. And of course, by the way, if you are somebody who does have questions or you're interested, then definitely you can reach out and contact my team at support@brandygilmore.com. And if you have ever worked with my team on anything, you know then that they're absolutely lovely. I mean, Sarah is just like my right hand. She's incredible. I'm so grateful for her. So that said, you know, if you have any questions, definitely reach out to my team. They can help you. As far as Natasha, she is also absolutely wonderful and fabulous. And I love her. She's just so precious and so beautiful. And, you know, we've been talking about her bringing in the feeling of feeling like it's safe to feel safe. And so after the last episode aired, you know, from last week, there were people who reached out who said, you know, oh my God, I just love Natasha. She's so sweet. She's so charming. I just love her. I love her accent. She's precious. I mean, it was just really just, I mean, it was just a ton of love. And so I sent Natasha a message and I said, just so you know, your story is inspiring others that they can heal from what they've been through as well. And I sent her, you know, just a note to say everybody was appreciating it. And her response was basically, in short, that she loved that everybody was getting a lot of benefit out of it. And it just touched her heart. And of course, I mean, she's just such a sweetheart. And so that was sweet. But she said, you know, as much as everybody else is getting help from it, that nobody has got as much help as her from this, and that she's just really finding it life-changing. I mean, she said that on Wednesday after her and I had that session, that she went and spent an hour at the park. And then on Friday, she went to the park with three other people. And she was just going on about how this is something that she never could have done before and wouldn't have been possible for her. And just honestly, so heart touching. I love this. You know, when you really think about it for a moment, you know, I don't know where you are on your healing journey. If you have something that's catastrophic or, you know, it's pain, you know, just depending. Of course, it doesn't matter if it's quote unquote small or big. Either way, you know, we obviously want to always shift out of a health issue and, of course, get the message that it's giving us as well to change our mind. But it just was really beautiful in that watching her shift her life, honestly, just every part of my being, just my heart just goes out to her in the most beautiful way. I'm so excited for her. I'm so excited for her. The fact that she has two toddlers and that her life is opening up in a beautiful way where it wasn't possible before just makes me love every bit of what I do. And I'm so grateful. And she is just so beautiful. And I'm also, you know, she joined the video set, which I love because there's other things that need to be cleared and more progress to be made, but just truly an incredible being. And I love it. I'm stoked for her. I really am. And so guys, that said, you know, one of the things that you'll notice also as we were talking about the last segment, when she was saying, you know, I finally see that I can do it. And that was huge because, you know, when you go through life and you've tried a million different things and they haven't worked and haven't worked, and then you start to see something that can actually work. I know from experience, it's pivotal. It touches my heart so deeply. It's hard to put it into words, but in short, you know, I hope this episode touched your heart like it did mine. And Natasha, I have to say, I have so much respect for you. I love your follow through, just freaking awesome, and just awesome to see you continue to elevate. Just beautiful. And so that said, guys, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you all, and I love that you're here, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode, where we'll take it to the next level. I'll see you there. Have an incredible rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.